In life, we typically have things that we come to know are true. Either we've researched them or we've experienced them or someone's told us, and we orchestrate our lives and the things that we do based on the things that we know. Dating or navigating the dating world is no different. So all of these things that we know to be true, we kind of factor them into the way that we govern ourselves. Who it is that we're seeking out, what our preferences are, or at least what we think they might be. You may find yourself in a situation where you set all these rules and you've decided what you're going to have be the parameters for what you're willing to deal with or what you're willing to take or how you're going to get what it is that you want. But then you may find yourself taking concessions. And on this episode, we're going to try to kind of figure out why, if we can. This is Lies We Tell Ourselves. Online dating is like a loose term, right? But sometimes there's just like the hookup potential.
I think everything's online dating. Like, there's no way between Facebook and all the social media profiles. Like, one of the first things I do, so I've been online dating for quite a while, probably 9 months or so. So what usually happens is, like, I'll start chatting with the guy on the app, and then we exchange phone numbers, and then that phone number immediately goes into white pages, because, A, I'm looking for your last name, I'm looking for your date of birth, I'm looking, because it'll show you, like, if they've got licenses, like, any legal issues, and, like, you can see if someone's got bankruptcy. It's $20, so it is an investment, so you have to be sure, like, okay, do I want to invest this, or do they seem pretty truthful?
I already slip in. I never would have thought.
And it's $5 a month, so that you can have all that access. Like, I can see where these efforts live. Like, it's kind of creepy, but at the same time, like, you don't know who you're talking to, so I have no problem doing it, and I don't have a problem if somebody else does that on me either, because I think that that's fair. And I think, but yeah, right after that, as soon as I have a last name, I'm instantly trying to find you, whether through Google search or, like, Facebook for sure. And people, so the other thing that I've stopped doing is, like, reading profiles, like, on dating apps.
Okay.
Because, A, they all say the same thing, right?
So you're saying, like, on the Match.com, on the whatever, you don't read that profile?
No.
That this person has spent hours tirelessly hammering it out?
No. See, that's the thing, is that nobody spends hours, especially men. They're not spending hours on that, right? And if they do, you get, you know what I get out of that? No. If they have too many words in their profile, I'm like, oh, no. See, that's why you're single, because you're being too specific about what you're looking for.
Okay.
And the other thing is, too, like, it is true, like, once you've read one, you've read them all. Everybody is adventurous. Everybody goes on adventures. Everybody loves to travel. Everybody loves food. Everybody loves bars. Like, everyone is on these dating apps because they don't want to do the bar scene for picking up people anymore. So it's like a part-time job. I mean, like, your app gives you, and if you're paranoid like me about having, like, notifications on your apps, and they say, oh, you've got 13 matches, guess who's going through all 13 of those? Maybe just to clear the notification. but, like, you're looking at, you know, what do their pictures look like? You know, as I get older, I find these people trying to put pictures from, like, college, which was, like, 10 years ago.
Oh,
like, don't fucking
no.
lie to me that way. Like, no,
that's horrible. Yeah. That legit is catfishing.
Yeah.
Because then I show up and you're like
10 years older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you got the. Got
or
the
my
whole...
favorite is, like, you'll see someone's profile and it'll say that they're 27, and then you read and you're looking at them and you're like, a 27-year-old who looks like they make, you know, $100K a year, and they've got gray hair, and they might have teenage children.
No.
You're looking at that a little weird. So, like, I'll scroll down on their profile and I'm like. And it'll say, like, the first sentence is, I'm not 27, but the app won't let me change it. Okay,
Oh, okay, like, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. Like, this is how you're getting people to just fucking look at your profile.
Exactly.
Right? Because you're really 67 or 57.
Yeah.
And you know that the 30-year-olds aren't like, oh, yes, please sign me up. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I don't that's wanna, super creepy.
Right. Like, I can't take a 57-year-old man home. My parents would be like, why are you dating our peer?
Yeah.
Right? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no.
Would
you, if not for, like, parental stigma, would you date someone older? Like, if they were really, like, a love match, would you be like, fuck it, I'm going
I'm down with that. I used to date a guy that was 11 years older than me.
Uh-huh.
And we were together, well, off and on for a while. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I think online dating definitely makes you, like, want to level set your expectations. Some days you're like, man, power to the people. Like, this is what I want. I'm specific. Yeah. Like, everything is listed out. I'm going to put it out there. This is what I'm looking for. And no nonsense. You stay true to, like, what it is you're looking for. And then other days, you get really depressed about being so specific that you're just like, he meets, like, 3 out of 10. Let's just give it a try.
Right?
Like, it's been so dry. I might as well try it.
Okay, so let me ask this then. Do you prioritize the list of things that you're considering? Because if it comes to a point where you are taking concessions because the list is too lengthy, where do you start making cuts? Like, you don't want to make him in an area that's really important to you, because if it's like, okay, he's got to be making this kind of money, or he's got to be this tall, or his dick's got to be this big, or right. he's got to, like, have no kids, or whatever it is, and you start cutting off ones that matter less and leaving things that matter the most, or vice versa, then, like, what are you going to end up with? Or what prompts you to start chopping the list anyway? Is it just, like, desperation?
Yeah. It's okay. Probably, I would say for me, it's probably desperation.
Okay.
Just, it...
What gets you in a tight spot?
It ebbs and flows, right? Like, uh-huh. So a lot of times, like, I'll look at pictures and I'm like, all right, you know, not, like, he didn't blow me away, but uh-huh. everything else matches. Let's uh-huh. give it a try, right?
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, we'll see where it goes from there, but... I don't know, and that's a good... You start looking at things that, see, I guess for me are, like, superficial. So, like, mm-hmm. how tall they are, mm-hmm. how much money they make, mm-hmm. you know. The dick, I don't know, that's kind of important. But
yeah.
all the others, you know, but, like, it's mm. also not on their profile. So, it's really a crapshoot.
True.
With anybody
True
that
indeed.
You're going out with.
True indeed.
But
not listed.
I start cutting the other stuff. And my list, I feel like, isn't that long. I'm
uh-huh.
really not looking for anything, like, super crazy.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I just need somebody who's going to match my intelligence level, have the same level of drive and ambition, and I think everything else I can work
flex with. Flex on that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you have profiles? Like, are you traditionally enrolled in some sort of online dating
yeah.
app?
I am.
When you do your profile then, because you know that they don't matter or whatever, do you, like, put any sort of care into it?
So a little bit.
Seem like a certain kind of person?
On one of them, I took the approach of, like, a sales pitch.
Nice.
So, like, I tried to think, like, I tried to be funny. And, like, put
it.
Stuff on there that isn't what you, like, normally read in, like,
mm-hmm.
a profile.
Mm-hmm. How'd it work
so
out
that,
for you?
It's a good conversation starter, because, uh-huh. like, I cry when Mufasa dies in, like, The Lion King, and I
yeah.
always have and always will.
Uh-huh.
And so I put that on my profile, because, like, cats are a big part of my life. And it's, like, every time a guy messages me, they're like, oh, did you see the new Lion King? Or, I cry when Mufasa dies, too. Or, who's Mufasa? And I mean, if you're giving me a who's Mufasa, we're
oh,
moving
no,
on.
Oh, no, sir.
But,
yeah.
I mean.
He says who's Mufasa.
Right.
That's weird.
Yeah, but, like, they all say the same thing. Like, I'm looking for somebody who's funny, smart, and beautiful. And I don't know if you've seen, like, some of it on, like, viral media. This video, like, somebody clipped together, like, all the romance, like, the rom-coms when, like, they're describing
mm-hmm.
the girl. And
oh,
it's
no.
always those adjectives. Funny, smart, and beautiful. And I about fell out of my chair because the guy I have a date with tomorrow, he's like, you're really funny, and you're so smart, and you're so beautiful. And I about died. I was like,
love it.
Anything else? Anything else you
want? Bone it up on his Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Shit, it's something that I was going to ask you that was about the profile. Funny, smart people. Oh! Your love of cats makes me wonder if you're familiar with the crazy cat lady that I love cats. I love every kind of cat.
No.
Oh, so she's got, like, a match.
She's like the I love cats match.com. Yeah, so we're going to need you to see this for reference. No.
Well, might be why. Yeah. I can't be like her 2.0, right?
Oh, yeah, no, she's incredible. In the worst way.
Oh, no. But yeah, the profiles are definitely, I mean, I think you get more out of, I like looking at the social media profile more than I like looking at the actual dating profile.
Okay.
Like, I would almost, like, I don't know, Facebook needs, like, a dating section.
Yeah, because, okay, the Facebook one is far more organic because you've created this not for a particular audience, but for every audience.
Right.
Like you want your whomever to see your Facebook profile, so you make it look like whatever you make that look like.
Yeah.
Because you want to be impressive to whomever you see on Facebook. And then the romantic angle of the internet dating one, like, it just does something different, but it can be like unintended.
Yeah, you know what else I really hate are like these like the pet names. Like right off the bat, like they're given pet names. Like this guy messaged
me. Like sweetheart, darling. Yep,
and said, "How are you, sweetie?" Like, first of all, you don't know if I'm sweet or bitter. Secondly, like,
he looks like the type to definitely call anyone sweetie.
Right. But like, why did you jump to
that? Is that tomorrow's date?
No. That's just that was new. That was a new one in my inbox.
First impression, he looks scary.
Yeah. So, like, here's a profile for, like, for fun. Mm-hmm. I like to hit up the movies or check out a sporting event, go to bars with friends. So, basically, you're a normal human.
Right.
Like, the average person likes to do those things.
Yeah.
And he loves traveling. Surprise. No. And he tries to plan one big trip a year, which means he probably doesn't go one big trip a year.
He tries to plan one, which
it's
means
probably
he probably
once every
is not
three.
Even, I was just going to say, he's not even effective at actually planning it once.
He's also 5 feet 12 inches, so 6 feet.
No, he's not. That's a lie.
Right. Like, because he's scrolling a little too hard in the 12 stock.
Yep, and he was like, all right, really.
And
5 foot 12.
Like, it gives you, like, on some of these, like, it'll show you, like, the actual, like, who they are, like, how often they exercise. And then my favorite part is to look at what they're looking for. Mm. And, like, with body type. Like, how do you define about average? How do you define a few extra pounds? How do you define curvy?
Yeah.
So, like, you have to, you know, like, you're looking at these profiles to make them, and they ask you to define yourself in these ways. And you can't help but think about it from a perspective of like, okay, if I'm honest on here, am I actually going to get dates?
Right.
Right? Like, if I actually put on here that the only thing I like to do on the weekends is hang out with my sister and, you know, do whatever.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
then the guy who, you know, likes to go to sporting events and travel once a year is probably going to be like, oh, not her. Right? And when you see that on every profile, like, you will start, I think, to unravel it or to, like, write things in there that catch people's eye. Yeah. And then hope that, like, when you start getting to know them, you can just kind of, like, bring them back to, like, who you actually are.
It is smart to approach it like a sales pitch because it 100% is. Like, it is your elevator pitch for dating you. Yeah. Like, here's how I'm going to grab your attention. If you buy into this, then maybe I'll be lucky enough to captivate your attention for long enough to give you a full impression of who I am.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I really, like, I can't love anything harder than my cats right now. Like,
one day. One. Like, let's just hope for you that you come to understand a love deeper than the love that you currently have for cats. Because I don't want that
just
to be
my,
like,
cats. Like, I'm not that. Like, these babies. Look at him.
Like, true indeed. Here's the thing. I'm not a pet person, so I don't, like, understand what that love is like. But, I get it. I mean, you know, they become, like, family members or whatnot, you know.
I get it. Okay.
I hear people talk about it all the time. So, I assume that must be what it's all about.
Right.
I'm going to turn this down to brighter shit. So, on your profile, or when you're introducing yourself to people in this elevator pitch or whatever it is, or do you wait till you actually communicate with them to start talking about relationships? Or is it assumed that because you're doing this thing that the ultimate goal is a relationship as a result?
You know, okay, so that's a good question, because originally, like, I couldn't imagine being on a dating site for, like, hookups. Like, yeah, that's a lot of money to spend.
Yeah. They cost, to, like, they cost,
yeah,
money.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't know that. Like, they cost, I mean, their yearly subscriptions can be anywhere between, like, $75 and $150. So, like, they're
that's
significant.
Cheap. That's, yeah, cheap, but, like, if you think about but what people pay for prostitutes.
Well, sure.
In order to just hook up with them.
I just feel like it's a lot of effort. Like, you gotta create this profile, you gotta build this rapport, mm-hmm, you gotta get this person to agree to see you. Like, I feel like there's easier ways to get sex, but whatever, I get it. So, probably, originally, like...
Or for some people, maybe. Maybe it's easier for some than others, you know. Never know.
Right? It's harder for these guys because they have full-time jobs and they can't go to the bar and pick up ladies.
Yeah.
So my next resort is, are these dating apps? Like, right, come on.
Yeah.
Like, get a life, but...
Do you come across people that... Oh, yeah, you... Okay, so first of all, clearly you don't have any kids. So do you come across people that are in these apps that also don't have kids, but then... No, I imagine that must be, like, a giant population of these people that don't have kids, but they somehow don't have time to socialize?
Yeah.
What's the excuse there? I don't understand it. My life only became devoid of socialization once I had a kid. Like, when I was just working and single, I could find a way to party no matter what day of the week it was.
That's fair. I mean, I look at it, like, from my perspective.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I just started a new job. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know anybody there to hang out with. Like, mm-hmm, I would have to, you know, I'm like that extroverted, like, introvert kind of thing. So, gotcha. Like... I can do stuff at work, but it's exhausting to be with people that much. And then I come home and I take a break. Like, mm-hmm, yeah, I want to go out and I want to do stuff and socialize, but, like, who do I do that with, right?
Got
like,
it.
Some people might turn to, like, a church group. You know, mm-hmm, you got people that do the meetups or whatever they're called, right?
Man,
is that what they're called?
No.
So there's this other app that you can get, and it's, like, the meetup app, and, like, people will host, like, events for, like, strangers to attend,
oh,
where people are, like-minded. So it'll be, like, topics, like, you know...
Oh, okay.
You'll get a group that just like to do dive bars, and like they'll pick a new dive bar every couple days or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a few meetups.
Mm-hmm. What were the topics? Like, what was the interest that...
Dive bars.
Oh, okay. Dive bars are amazing.
Yeah, I love them.
They are.
It was a special group of people,
uh-huh,
that went. It wasn't necessarily like my way of like meeting people.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, like, if... Like, for me, I guess, like, I look for somebody who's going to take the lead on stuff, because mm-hmm, I don't want to have to be, I don't like that stress of going outside my comfort zone and be like, what's your phone number? We should hang out, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I expect the other person to do that, and sometimes you go to these groups and nobody's fucking doing that. And you're just like,
oh,
okay, what's the point? Like,
oh, so you're just meeting and it's sharing each other's time and, like, socializing.
Right.
But then there's no actual, like, promise of continuation,
right,
of the
interaction. So I just don't get, like, why I would go.
That's
where I go.
Well, you gotta seal the deal.
I know.
You gotta, like...
I understand
but I'm just saying that, like... You're saying sealing the deal is not particularly your forte.
Right.
So it doesn't make sense for you to do it in that manner.
Okay. Right. And meeting new people is stressful for me.
Okay.
We learned that in the disc size. So... Yeah, I mean, like, I guess, like, that's my reason why.
Mm-hmm.
I also think it gets harder, like, depending on, like, where you live, right? Like,
yeah.
I could go to a bar nearby, but, mm-hmm, you know, it might not be my demographic. Like, I know where I'm at specifically, like,
right,
it's surrounded by people my parents' age. There isn't, mm-hmm, like, it's weird,
mm-hmm,
because there was a study done where, like, they say, like, 48% of 30-year-olds are all single and,
yeah,
unmarried.
Yeah.
Well, unmarried, so we'll
make, right,
single out of it, but... it's really hard to meet those people. Like, I don't know where
that
48% is.
Fucking, like, at work. They're at work.
Right. And I think that, like, for millennials, because it was,
mm-hmm,
they were talking about, you know, that generation, I think that it is hard because we do work so much.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely feel like I work more than my parents did growing up. I could very well be distorting that. But, I mean, I spend a lot of time doing stuff. And I haven't, like, at least for myself, felt like I'm in any place to be looking at a serious relationship until recently, where I feel confident in myself. And, like, my position, like, my whole thing is when I'm looking for a partner, I can do very well on my own to build the lifestyle I want to live. I don't necessarily need to marry somebody with a ton of money to be able to have the things I want. So I'm not looking for that. But at the same time, I need someone to be on that same level with me.
Why do you need to marry someone at all? Like, you personally, why do you feel compelled to marry someone?
I think just that companionship. I mean, I guess, like, marriage could be without companionship, but, like, for me and my faith and, like, where I'm rooted, like, that would be, like, the ultimate commitment for me.
Okay. So, do you lead with that when you're... Is that part of your pitch? That you're, like, looking for somebody to go the long haul?
Kind of. Sometimes we go down that path, like, when you're going on these dates, it's just, like, all of these interviews where you have to, like, eat and interview somebody at the same time. Like, yeah. I would much rather you, like, we'll meet at the office, I'll bring you up to the ninth floor, you can sit in a conference room with me, I got my notepad, bring your dating resume.
Right? I've done that. Listen.
No, you have not.
I 100% did make out a list of questions. I like this guy, and I made out a list of questions that I wanted to ask him, and they weren't all, like... dating specific questions, but they were things that I wanted to understand the answers to rule him out or rule him in to potential, like a tier of interest based on the answers to these questions. And I made them with the thought that I would ask them. But some of them I organically got the answers to without having to ask them. But I did, when we would have conversations that would, like, intrigue me, I would let him know that I was making this list of questions. So all along, in, like, the first few weeks of us talking to each other, he knew that this list was being, like, compiled. But he never knew when the conversation was just organically leading us somewhere, or if I was specifically driving toward a point because it was, like, a question on my list that I was checking off. And I wasn't trying to be, like, creepy about it, but there were certain things that I did want to know, or certain questions that were raised just as a result of some of the things that we talked about. And so I was like, oh, like, I want to put a pin in this, but I don't want to forget to ask this because it's interested me now in conversation, and I feel like it's worth diving into, but now is not the time.
Right.
Like, not here, not now, not to the depth that I want to go with this. I'll ask him about that later.
I think that for me is a question, though, because, like, how deep do you go with something?
I'm nosy as fuck. I get crazy.
Right?
So, I do, yeah.
I mean, for me, like, that's... I always feel like I don't want to invade somebody that way.
I always do.
I have good questions. Like, I have the qualities that I look for, but I'm so quick to be able to, like, get to a judgment about where this person is and, like, you know, are they goal-oriented? Are they going to, you know, what do they want for their future? And some of them, they're very open and upfront, and they, like, get down to business right away. Sometimes, like, if I'm going to go on a date, though, so, like, I have to do my hair, I've got to, like... bathe.
Right.
Like, if I'm gonna do that, like, this should have been a phone interview, right? Like, you could have just called me.
You could have. Do you talk to people on the phone? Do you, like...
Sometimes. I had one who was really insistent. Like, well, really insistent, I should say. He didn't call incessantly, but he was really insistent about talking to me over the phone. The other thing that I think is really interesting about online dating is that, like, ghosting somebody is, like, the norm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so, like, when it doesn't work out, you just fucking don't talk to them anymore.
Like, when you're done, you just stop talking.
I would much rather someone just be like, ooh, I'm not feeling you.
Do you really think that, though? Because, like...
Yes, 100%.
For me, like, I appreciate... You can kind of tell. Like, sometimes it's very mutual. Like, you can just tell where conversation's going. Like, I had a guy who was looking at online dating as, like, a science. And I'm like, dating is not a science. Like, you gotta kind of reel it in, buddy.
Why? Why do you think it's not a science?
I don't think that people are not, I don't know, like, in my opinion, like, people are just not that, like, specific. And I don't, I think some of it goes back to me, like, I think about, you know, some of the decisions I make and what, when I'm given something, like, make a quick decision about, I'll always make a decision that allows me the most options. So, like, if it doesn't happen, like, it's the less, like, definite type of life decision, like studying communication.
Right.
Like, I was dead set on it. My mom always asked me, what are you going to do with it? And I was like, I don't know, anything.
Right.
And I just liked that I had all of these options, right? Like, when I look at my own professional career with, like, what I'm studying and where I want to go, I'm making decisions that are going to give me the most options.
Gotcha.
So I kind of feel like if somebody's looking at me like I'm going to be a science, it doesn't allow me to be different later, right? So, like, maybe right now in my life, I'm kind of indifferent. I kind of could sway either way on having kids. And I'll be honest about that one, because that's big for me. So if we, it's not that I don't want kids, but I right now I just can't foresee when that'll happen or if it'll happen.
I got you.
And I think that in my own mental state, I'm probably okay if I didn't have kids. I don't know that I'd get to a point in my life where I would regret that, but I also would be very welcoming to
It's because your cats have filled that spot in your heart right now. If you didn't have cats...
Probably.
That, I mean, you know, it might be different. I can't be like, you would love babies if you didn't have cats. But you may, because you've developed, like, love and caretaking for another being.
Probably. I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, you've cut your teeth on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can conceptualize it.
Yeah.
So it's fair to say that your mind could change about something. But, for that same reason, that is kind of why I am a whole shit show with people in the beginning. Like, I present myself as absolutely, like, all over the place and scatterbrained as I am, so that they can understand that I have the potential to be that person, like, down the line. But I know for a fact that it fucks me over. Like, I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does, because it's, like, it's unavoidable, right? Because, like, even in how I'm describing it, saying that I'm a shit show, I'm sure it comes across that way to some, to be like, she doesn't know what she wants, or she thinks she wants this, but she didn't really know, or she's not, like, clear on why, or whatever.
Yeah, I think a lot of it... I think the best way to do online dating is just, you can't go in with expectations. Like, you can't go into it thinking, like, okay, this is going to be the one. And any date that I go on where they start having conversations about, like, I've been on this site for 2 weeks. I feel so lucky that, like, you said yes to me. And I was like, all right, look, spend a few months on here. You'll get a lot more yeses. Like, I don't know. Because it just,
Tagger.
Like, it just turns into this whole thing where you're like, all right, this is not, like, this isn't fate.
What if it was, though?
Well, I mean, I'm not, like, telling him, like, that's not, like...
Like, yeah, no, not I'm that just, cool guy. Right. Like, relax. Or, like, you'll meet somebody better. Give it time.
Right. Like, I just was kind of, like, this... Okay, so let me give you an example. So I was, you know, I went on a few dates with this guy, and he told me that. He's like, you know, I haven't been on this site very long. You know, I was in this relationship. It didn't work out. Healing, whatever. It's been a few months. I was like, all right, cool. So, we go on a few dates. The first date was fine. Normal. Had good conversation. He was, you know, he got me flowers. He was, like, the best
first date.
Yeah, he was, like, the best first date I've ever had. And we went to Bar Louie, so we had, you know, drinks and we had food. And he, like, wanted to hold my hand the whole time. And then
That's so mushy cute.
Which is very much not me. Like,
My sister, when I told her,
I
can tell by your hard eye rolls right now.
Yeah, she's.
You're not fucking feeling
it. No, I was like, first, like, you only know me through, like, 48 hours of messaging.
Yeah.
Where we talked about some very superficial things,
right? He was captivated by you.
He was. And he was captivated by my beauty.
Obviously.
He kept telling me, like, probably every, you know, 30 minutes to an hour, like, I just can't believe that, like, you said yes to a date to me. Like, you're so pretty, and, like, I feel so lucky, and I'm like, okay, you're talking to me like we've been dating for like years. Like, I barely know you. And it puts me in a tough spot because I genuinely can't say it back. I'm just thanks. Like,
right. Oh, you know, God, that is kind of
like
painful.
I can't genuinely look at this guy and be like, yeah, I can't believe you said yes to me, because I can't. I can't believe that you said yes to me. I think he's handsome. I don't think that he's dating outside of his league, but like when the person just focuses on that, it just becomes really like, I don't know how to describe it. It just becomes a lot. It becomes, I think, a little overwhelming for me.
I just can't say overlay for the underplay. It kind of makes you feel like, bro, why are you so excited? Like, are you doing this for my benefit? Like, are you trying to pump me up?
Yeah, because I don't need
to make me feel
that.
A kind of way.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't need help in the confidence department. Yeah. Like, I'm okay there. But anyways, he was very sweet. We go on a second date. So second date, Lion King is out, right?
Oh.
So we had made plans for that Friday to go see it. And I was like, oh, shit. I told my sister I was going to go see it. Uh-huh. So my problem solving was double date with my sister and her boyfriend. It'll be perfect. My sister can meet him. Mm-hmm. Give me her lowdown, which instantly she's like, not for you. But we'll circle back to that. So we go and we do our date.
Uh-huh.
Everything's fine. Throughout the movie, you know, he was very much like trying to hold my hand. I think he was like trying to make out with me. And I was like, you don't understand. This is Lion King. This isn't some shit movie. Like,
I have to pay attention.
Yeah, I spent $30 on our tickets, buddy. Like, watch the movie. Because it was the second date, and it was a double date with my sister, so I was like, I'll pay for everything. So that was fine. And then third date rolls around, and he says, why don't you come to my sister's housewarming party with me?
Mm-hmm.
And I was instantly like, no.
Oh my
I was
God,
like,
why?
How about... And, like, I made up some excuse for
why did that seem more intense than double date with your sister?
Well, let me finish about who do you think is going to come to your housewarming party?
The family. Yeah. The family.
The family. All not of meeting the sister, but the family. Right?
Hi, so this is my third time online dating.
Weird,
mate.
Right? Like, I'm not on a different level, but I could be. But either way, it freaked me out.
You're
so
right.
I made up some excuse. And I was like, okay, well, I can't come to the party, but I can meet up with you later, like, after the party is done, right? Because I hate barbecue during the day. And maybe, since you live in St. Clair, we can just go and, you know, look at the water. I don't know. But, like, get ice cream. Something
cute.
That you know,
cute.
Is not...
Third date-ish.
Yeah, that's not...
Meeting your whole
family.
Fucking family. Yeah.
So, I shit you not, the guy's like, okay, cool. So... You know, he's not texting me anything throughout the day. So about 8 o'clock, I messaged him and I was like, hey.
8 p.m.?
Yeah. And I was like, hey, like.
That's too long.
I really wasn't going to, because I was very much like, if this guy forgot about me today, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
Because the fact that, like, I don't want to have to tell this kid, right? So then he messages me and he's like, all right, meet me here, because... And he threw out different ideas. He's like, I can show you around my hometown and, like, take you to my high school. It was very, like, bachelor, like, single dates.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah.
Those, whatever the whole
like,
dates.
Like, this is me. This is my life story. Or we could talk about it. I don't need visual representation
of
these things.
So he gives me, you know, so I parked in, like, one of those carpool lots and he picked me up.
Uh-huh.
All right? So usually I don't do this on dates, especially, like, the third date, because God... help me, you ever trap me in a vehicle with you, and I have no way to get away, right? Like,
ooh.
I can't even, like,
yeah,
ghost ship
no,
I go
be...
into the bathroom and, like, hit,
yeah,
you know,
no,
in my
that
car.
Could be scary, potentially.
So, I agreed to it because he was going to show me around, right?
Mm-hmm.
He shows me around for a total of 10 minutes, which, I mean, St. Clair's not that big, so it was a full tour, but as we're going, I'm driving, he texted me, and he was like, actually, it'd be really cool, or it's nice, whatever, because you're parking here, which is only 5 minutes from my parents' house, so we can swing through there real fast.
No,
so not
no.
only did he miss
no,
the
can't.
Point that I made up earlier, where I was like, after the party, he was going to drive me to their house. And I was like, whoa, man.
Yeah, he wasn't
like,
picking up on...
We got to scale it back.
Yeah.
So
it was a huge
I texted
social
so football. That's when I had to be very direct. And I probably should have been direct in the beginning, but I told him that they were going to hit me.
I was not going to beat you. I'm just trying to get
this
feet away from you.
I hit my shoulder first.
No. Not this time.
He said...
not beating you.
So we get in the car. And, or so I texted back and I said, no, I was like, you know, I'm not really comfortable meeting your parents.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, hopefully one day I can be, but right now, no. So he was like, all right, so now we get in the car, right? So I'm very
Is
clear
he, like, disappointed about it?
Kind of. I mean, he led with the I understand, which, you know, is, like, the code for, like, oh, okay.
Right. Right? How old is this guy?
29, 28. So he's close to my age. Like, I'm 31, so I don't know. He lives with his sister, too, which is another thing. But I'm leading up to it. Same date, right? Mm-hmm. So I expect that we're just going to spend the entire date, like, out on the town doing something, getting drinks someplace, whatever. Well, he takes me around St. Clair, which is very small, drives past the street that his parents live off of, and actually points it out again. And I was like, you're going to go straight, right? We're not making the turn down the street. And so we do our thing, and then he was like, all right, well, do you want to go watch a movie at, like, his house? Okay, so so we go back to his house, which is really, he's just living with his older sister. Mm-hmm. His older sister got married in May, so it's very much her and her husband, and then him, in, like, the spare bedroom. But before getting there, like, I hadn't, like, that's not really how he described the scenario to me, I kind of walked in on that. And so I thought when we got there, right, like, my sister and I live together, we have our own spaces, I just kind of assumed, like, when we got there that he would kind of, like, funnel us, like, directly into his area, his room, whatever, because weird, right?
Yeah.
No.
Meanwhile, he's like, come to the media room, I pop popcorn for everyone.
This guy takes me in through the garage. We go into his kitchen. His sister and his brother-in-law are sitting there. He's just cleaning up after the party. Mm-hmm. They offered me food like 8 or 10 times. I was like, I'm not here to eat. Like, I really, like, want to make this a drive-by, but whatever, we're sitting here.
He wants to watch a fucking movie.
Right. So she's super sweet. Like, these are nice people, and I was very welcome, and, I mean, they went above and beyond to be hospitable, and she's talking, and I liked her. I was like, I could be friends with that lady, so I'm feeling pretty good about this. Mm-hmm. And he's over here, like, mowing down on some dessert, and I'm like, you're not even in this conversation. Like, you literally set me up so that, like...
So I can talk to your fucking sister.
Right, because you obviously
want... this is a pre-screen.
Correct. Now, here's the part that made me want to, like, blow my brains out. Because I'm too old for it. Mm-hmm. But because he lives with her, he feels obligated out of politeness or whatever to, like, make sure that... So you know how when you're in, like, high school and you live at home and you bring, like, a date over and you want to, like, go hang out with your date?
Yeah.
You, like, spend time, like, talking to your parents or whatever. And then, like, we're going to go to the basement or we're going to go upstairs.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what happened. But it was, like, super awkward. Like, we left the kitchen. We walked past them in front of the couch. He stood in front of his brother-in-law and his sister and was like, we're going to go upstairs and watch a movie in my room. Which is instantly, like, code for we're just going to go fuck.
Basically.
Which is not going to happen. And I was completely turned off at that point because I was like, I can't believe you just, like, fucking asked permission, essentially. Like, you could have just walked past.
Exactly.
Like, why did we stop, present ourselves as, like, these children and let them not only just suspect what we might be doing in your bedroom, but confirm it.
Right.
Right? Like, I was... not okay with that. So we watched, like, half a movie, and then it was, like, 11 o'clock, and I was like, all right, I need to go.
Yeah.
Because you live kind of far. And he was like, all right. And then when we went back downstairs and we're leaving, he did the same fucking thing. He stood in front, and he was like, we're leaving. She was like, okay, well, it's nice meeting you. And I'm like, you could have just walked right past. Like, there was no need.
Maybe that's sticky, because maybe it's the whole, like, him living in their home thing, or he just has a really, like, codependent connection.
I get, like,
to the
living
sister,
and it's just it was very much forced, and I was very turned off by it. And then get this, so, like, this goes back to that ghosting thing, because there's a difference, right? Like, living with somebody and then living together is different, right?
Yeah.
Like, if I were paying my sister to live at her home, I would expect that she would be totally cool if I just, like, bypassed her I went directly upstairs or to whichever was my area. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Like, what if he's not? What if he's just, like, living there and not paying anything?
Oh, I know he's not. That's my point, is that he wasn't paying anything. So it was very much, like, mom and dad. And
because,
and she, like, she's my age. And I was like, this is so fucking weird. Yeah. Like, I didn't like that. So then later, so I didn't, whatever, I let it go. He's still a sweet guy. And then he turns to me. He unlocks his phone and he was like, hey, and he puts his arm around me in his truck. He's like, I really want to give us a shot. And this is like, you know, 3 days or 3 weeks into like the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Only 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I really want to give this a real shot. Unlocks his phone and deletes the app that we met on.
Shut up. Relax.
Kara,
bro.
I didn't know what to say. I was just like, all right. Like, I didn't know, he didn't force anything out of me, nothing. He didn't, you know what I mean? Like, there was no, like, are you going to delete yours? Because, fuck no, I'm not. I literally was like, I was like, good for you, man. I'll talk to you when I get home. I'll text you when I get home safely. Wow. Like, it was so straight, right? So now I'm stressing out because now there's total, like, pressure. And then I start going down this rabbit hole of, like, do I have commitment issues? Like, why is this freaking me out? Because it really freaked me out. I did not like it. I was instantly like, nope, we're done. Like, I can't handle you. Like, too much. So then, over the next few days, I don't know, it was probably 2 or 3 days later, I'm working. So he works a different shift. He works afternoons. He gets off around 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to call me and just, like, talk about nothing. Like, when I mean nothing, I mean nothing. Like, by 11:30, like, this chick's, like, falling asleep on the couch, right? Yeah. So it was really a fight sometimes to, like, stay awake and, like, give this guy the attention that he wanted and, like, make it work with our schedules. So for a few times, like, I did it, and then there were also a few times where I'm like, I need to go to bed. Like, I'm sorry. I really do. And he was cool about it, but there was a couple nights where he called and I didn't answer because I had fallen asleep. Mm-hmm. Or, like, when you call me on your 15-minute break at 9:30... like, you have to expect, like, I'll probably be doing something. And it's only a 15-minute break, so why even try call me? Just wait until after.
Because
like,
he's in love with you. And he was willing to delete the app for you. Because you're so beautiful and captivating.
Yeah, I was funny, like, smart, and beautiful.
This is the kind of girl that you call on your 15. You ungrateful bitch.
I know. I was just, like, the worst person ever. Well, anyways, to wrap up the story with this guy, so here's how it ends. So I was, like, missing his phone calls. He would text me during the day at work, and I wouldn't respond. There was, I think it was an evening. So I texted him, like, all day at work. I got home. My sister was home. We had dinner. We had other stuff to talk about, like, family things. Like, we're actually, like, having a, you know, a relationship after work. We're watching movies. And I didn't text him back because he said something to me. He said, oh, thank you for letting me vent to you over the phone. Like, I really appreciate that I can, like, do that with you and you'll be understanding. And I was like, that's great. You're welcome. And then he was like, no, really, like, thank you. And I didn't say anything again to it because I was like, you're welcome. Like, I said that, right? So I didn't respond to him all night. So then he doesn't call me at 11:30. So this woman stayed awake because, like, he genuinely, like, called almost every night at 11:30. And then this night he doesn't call. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, well, good night. Like, I'm fine. I don't need to talk to you anyways. I kind of was relying on the phone call to wake me back up.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day at, like, 11 o'clock, I texted and was like, good morning. I'm surprised you didn't call last night. He responds 2 hours after that, very strange for his, like, pattern of messaging, and said that basically because I didn't respond to him all evening the night before, he thought that I found somebody else and moved on. And I instantly wanted to just, like, wash my hands of him. I was like, okay. I was like, great. So I could have just, like, never texted you again. I missed the ghosting opportunity that was, like, set up for me, like, totally missed it.
Wow.
So then I rekindled it, and, like, I was telling him, like, you know, I had talked to him on the phone, and I was like, look, man, like, just because I don't text you for a few hours doesn't mean that, like, I found somebody else to date. Like, that's not how that works. I was like, I have a little bit more mature than that. Turns out I'm not, because I ghosted him hard. But he was like, okay, he's like, that's fair. So then we texted a little bit more, and then I think we were supposed to hang out one weekend, and he didn't make, like, solid plans. and he went kayaking. So like, he didn't have his phone. So I said good morning at like 11 o'clock. He didn't say anything to me all day. And then at 10 p.m. on the dot, 10 p.m. on the dot, he texted me and was like, hey, sorry, today was a really crazy day. And this, that, and the other, every other excuse about why he hasn't messaged me. And I was like, no, no, you played a game. That was definitely a game. Because I told you on the phone, I'm not the kind of person to, like, text back and forth incessantly about random shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's usually meaningful conversation, or we're going to go hang out and do something.
Right.
So, Hugh intentionally didn't say anything to me all day to see what kind of reaction you'd get out of me.
Oh, like, you think he was calling your bluff? Yeah. Like, oh, if I smoke her out, then it'll force her to just do the mindless prattle texting that I love so much, that I crave, and that validates me.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so then I didn't respond to him, and that was the end of that.
And so then that's when the ghosting officially began.
Yeah, and I was kicking myself because I was like, man, I should have just ate that opportunity. Even though I didn't, I was really bummed that that one was too clingy. Because, like, if he wasn't clingy, he would have been perfect. But, like, he was just so clingy, and there was no... He was the type of clingy where there was no level of communication with him that would have helped him understand. And, like, it just felt like a very immature relationship. Like, he wanted to be, like, high schoolers that were, like, talking about their McDonald's french fries over text. I don't know. Like, I don't do that.
Hey, you can be part of this conversation, too, you know. If you're listening to this podcast on the Anchor app, then you can use voice notes to contribute your comments to the conversation. Give it a try. If you're just listening on Spotify or one of the other platforms where podcasts can be listened to, then just send an email. I'd love to hear your comments. Send it to nerdygirlanswers@gmail.com. Send your questions too. Maybe you'll be topic of a future podcast. You say clingy, and I love this word. Because as like a self-professed commitmentophobe, like, I know that I'm at least a level 7 clinger. And I don't understand how the two work in dichotomy, yet they do, because here I am. But I'm sure that my commitmentophobe is born out of like trauma, but so is my like clinginess.
Yeah, so clinginess to me, maybe I'm using the wrong word, but like the real kicker for me was that if I wasn't messaging him, he made the immediate assumption that I had moved on, which means that he doesn't have a lot of confidence in himself.
And
like, I need that presence from the other half to be like, no, I'm secure enough in who I am and what I bring to the table to know that you're not looking for something else.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was the guy that it wouldn't matter how often you probably told him, like, no, I'm in this. Like, I don't know. I just pictured, like, being married and, you know, being at work a couple hours late and him, like, packing up the kids in the suitcase and being like, she left me for another man anyways. Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just couldn't. Yeah. That was a lot. And, like, that's the attachment. Like, nobody in my mind should have to attach themselves to another person to find that security.
Yeah, I can feel that. Plus, like, maybe the lack of communication. Like, if that's the expectation, then when that's not articulated, how am I supposed to figure out that you need that level of input all day, every day, in order to feel validated? And when you don't get it, that your mind goes off the deep end. Like, I could have had a real busy day.
Right.
Like, you had a busy day when you were kayaking.
Yeah.
You know? If you had a busy day kayaking.
Right. Or, like, why didn't you text me? Like, first of all, the conversation had naturally ended. Mm-hmm. Like, I was not going to go back and forth with you with kissy emojis. Like, I'm not 15. Right? Like, first of all,
I love kissy emojis.
Yeah, but I can barely fucking see them. I told you this. Like, 31 came in like a train. Like, I can't even see it anyways. So, like,
go ahead and blow up that text font, Grandma. Put it on 160%. You see those emojis.
Either way, I'm stubborn and I don't know how to do that to my phone anyway. So, I'm just going to let it fucking ride. So, I'm not going to go back and forth. You get what I'm saying? So, like, why didn't he send something? to just be like, hey, yeah, what you doing?
Test the water.
Right?
Right.
But instead, you immediately jumped.
She hates me.
But yeah.
Like, she never wants to say anything.
Yeah, I'm not good enough for it. And like, if that's what you feel, then guess what? You're not.
Yeah.
You're not. You're not good enough for me. If you don't think you are, then you aren't.
Mind over matter.
You got it. So yeah, that was my most recent one.
And yeah, we have a date when? Tomorrow?
Yeah, I have a date tomorrow.
Can't wait. Yeah. Can't wait to see how this one goes.
Yeah, this one's a little different. Uh-huh. I mean, he's nerdy in like the Dungeons and Dragons kind of way.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm like a real sucker for nerds. Like, mm-hmm, I'll be honest about, mm-hmm, that, but that this takes nerd. I think I need to define it. Maybe like put it in my dating profile. Like, I'm into nerds. Nerd is defined
this
as
kind of nerd.
Right. But he's very nice. He's very sweet. He's very family oriented. Mm-hmm. He's a little he needs to be schooled on a couple things. Like, first of all, like, you're not gonna judge me if we go to a restaurant and I have 5 glasses of wine.
Oh.
And that you have to drive me home. So that's that story about your ex. Like, clearly there's more to it. And uh-huh, you're not just mad at her for always having a glass of wine at dinner.
Oh.
Right?
Mm.
But no, he's alright. He was the one. So he's the first date I've had who actually, like, studied my profile and, mm-hmm, then, like, spoke to it when we met.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
A little
or
bit,
cut you
but
off
guard? I'll be completely honest. Like, I've had those profiles for so long, and like, I change them every once in a while, and they're, mm-hmm, different on every, you know, site that I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
That I was like, I don't remember what I wrote. Like, I couldn't remember what I had put on there. So, when he was like, he talked about being a hard worker a lot, and I was like, yeah, I mean, it sounds like you work really hard. And he was like, yes, and I know that's something you're looking for. And I was like, yeah, it is.
Sure is, now that you mention it.
Right, like, I guess.
You're high on my list.
Yeah.
Of things that I like in a guy.
Right.
Actually.
Right, and I was like, I don't remember, like, and it made me go home and, like, reread what I wrote, because, mm-hmm, I was like, oh, well, I guess I should probably know, like, what I'm selling.
Maybe.
Right? Like,
maybe.
I guess I created a product and then forgot what I created.
Yeah, no, you put a rec out. You put a rec out, and you totally were like, wait, what? What did I ask for?
Right.
What do I need? Okay. Well, best of luck.
Yeah,
with
thanks.
That. I'm excited to hear about the outcome.
He's a planner. He keeps telling me, like, he made reservations. He already has the movie tickets. Like, I can... There's a lot of
like
points
that.
For that.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Because, like, can't back out.
No. Yeah, I don't... I can count on one hand the number of men in life that have successfully planned anything for me, let alone us.
Right. And then
let alone themselves. What do you mean? Yeah, no.
It also makes me really uncomfortable when, like, because people ask the question, like, what are you looking for on the site? And I'm, you know, I always tell them whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they'll respond with, you know, their list of adjectives. And they start talking about, like, sexual preferences. Like, what kind
do
of,
they?
Like, people they like in bed. Yeah. Like, one
for
guy,
real?
Yeah, like, this guy, he's, one of the qualities that he's looking for is kinky.
Really?
Yeah.
Those Dungeons and Dragon types. Definitely.
We'll see how far he wants. I mean, kinky is a very vague
term. It's a
term.
Very super vague term, but like, he's articulated this, like, in person, said this to
oh,
you
no,
on
like,
the date? Or no,
no
it
we
was
were
on
texting.
The profile.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was texting. Like, he told me.
Really?
Because, like, you asked that, like, that's the first question that I always ask is, like, what are you hoping to get out of this?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm hoping for a relationship, some people aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, he definitely, like, I think the first thing he wrote was kinky. And I was like,
hello.
I was like, I mean, I can get behind the other 7 or 8 that you put on there, but I don't know. We'll see, because, like I said, kinky's so vague. Like, what do you...
I think that there's promise in the fact that he's leading with it, however, that his version of it is going to be quite specific, I think.
I think
maybe
so, too.
Maybe not so vague.
Yeah. Which is a little frightening,
did
but
you
we're not there.
Did you ask him, though? Did you ask
no,
him, like,
because
what does
I
that
got
mean?
Very, that gets very uncomfortable for me.
Oh.
Like, I was very, like, I don't want to go down that road. Like,
uh-huh.
I'm not prepared for that. And, like, uh-huh. sometimes, I mean, like, I can go mm-hmm. there, but, like, I was like, not. I'm like...
So what literally. If it's some weird shit and you had an opportunity to learn early on before you get to, like, the other pieces of this guy that he wants to peel a potato and stick it up your asshole? Like, what? You know, and, like, put some electric diodes on that shit. Like, turn you into a fucking human battery or some shit. Like,
glowing eyes.
Exactly.
Just dropping sour cream across bagels. Chives. Some little cheddar cheese.
I like potato bar roll place. But if you miss a key opportunity to find out exactly what this kink is, I mean, and whether or not you can get down with
like
it.
Like I said, I draw the line at produce. I don't know. Like, first of all, like, I think it's my personality and, like, mm-hmm. maybe it's the Aries in me, but I'm mm-hmm. up for a lot of different adventures and mm-hmm. I will go and do a lot of weird ass shit. Mm-hmm. I will. I love being around weird people. Mm-hmm. I like watching them and still learning how weird they are.
So it wasn't so much of a turnoff. It was the fact that he brought up kink in the first place. It wasn't like, oh, I'm shy away from the topic of sex in general, but it right. was that he led with it? Or
I think
is
it was
that...
because he led with it. Because then it makes me question their intent.
What if it was verbal? Would you have felt differently if he hadn't texted that and said it instead? Like, if you were face-to-face and having a conversation.
I think it would have been the same. I think it would have been the same, and I would have had to, like, really put out, like, a different type of reaction. Mm-hmm. Because my initial reaction would be like... Mm. Because, like I said, I think it gives the wrong intent.
Gotcha.
And, like, guys do that. Like, yeah. they're always, like, you know, when they've got a hard-on for you, like, they mm-hmm. have no problem telling you that. Mm-hmm. And, like, they want to talk about it. It's almost like sometimes it's the only thing that they want to, like, let their attention gravitate towards. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they'll answer your questions that you're asking. They'll have good answers, but mm-hmm. they'll always circle back to, like... you know, some type of sexual innuendo or mm. asking when's the last yeah. time you had sex. I'm like, I don't know why that matters.
Exactly.
And then revealing that it's been 2 years from them, and then I'm definitely going to skip out on that.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years for you, and you...
No. No thanks, bro.
No, that... You need to...
Yeah.
You know, find yourself a prostitute.
Exactly.
And take care of it.
Right.
Right? Like, I'm not going to be... Like, that's emotionally heavy, and mm-hmm. there's something involved.
Yeah.
Baggage that I want to be a part of.
I feel like that's a lie, too, when somebody's like, oh, I haven't had sex in 2 years, and you're on this dating site, and you're on this app, and you're talking to me about sex, and it's, like, one of the first things that comes
that's
up.
That's true, too, yeah.
If that's
it's probably a
of
lie.
That principal interest to you, then why has it been 2 years that you've had yeah. sex? Were you locked up? And
right.
is that why you yeah. haven't had sex in
yeah.
2 years?
Yeah, good point, you know? Good point. Good point. But, like, he led with that in text. He never brought it up again.
Uh-huh.
So it's out there. Mm-hmm. He's never brought it up again. You know, I followed my ritual. I get their mm-hmm. phone number. I get their last name. I attempt to find them on social media. But when you have a name like, you know, David Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good luck.
You're not going to find anybody.
Yeah.
So then
or you're going to find,
like,
every fucking body. Yeah.
So I'm famous for adding people on Snapchat.
Oh.
That's a really good way to, like, fish out the catfishes, right?
Oh, very nice.
I also think that older men are probably more prone to catfishing.
Yeah?
Than, like, people your age.
What are we defining as catfishing? Using an old shitty picture? Or using a picture that's not them at all?
Well, I think catfishing is just deceiving the other person in general.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I would define it as catfishing if you lied about your age.
Yeah,
I would define
sure.
it as catfishing if you used a photo that was 10 years older. I think it would be catfishing if you just Googled a model and put it on your profile.
Agreed. Different degrees, but yeah. All of it, I feel like, I totally agree.
Or, like, you know, and sometimes you read those profiles, they're like, I love planning adventures and trips, and you're like, no, you don't. Like, so does everybody else. Like, tell me something that, like, sets you apart. And that's why you stop mm-hmm. reading them. And then it just becomes superficial. So, a lot of times, every dating app is, like, fucking Tinder. Because you're just mm-hmm. saying yes or no based on how they look. And mm-hmm. there's no... It takes... I think you learn to, like, you can very easily start to pick it up from, like, how they respond to you in messages. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, when I first started out... I wasn't saying no to, like, any dates, or I would, you know, respond to most people, but you would go, and then you'd get out there, and you're just like, all right, this was a waste of my time.
Mm.
Like, I could have been doing something else way more productive, and, you know, just getting a free meal. Like, I don't need people to buy my food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's, you start to learn which ones where you're like, you don't like me. You just want to get laid. You don't like me. You just want to get laid. And you can usually do that just by reading their profile.
Nice.
Yeah.
So there is hope. The more invested you become in the whole navigation of the online dating world.
Yeah.
You can look at the signs and find ways to identify the time wasters. Or the things that just is not your preference. So you can weed it out early.
And I think you get brave. You get braver and you can actually, like, come right out and ask. And you start having... Because my thing, too, if I want to ask, like, an honest question and, like, just get it out of the way right away, and that person tries to skirt the issue or just tries to dance their way around the question, I instantly just, like, ghost them and stop talking. Mm-hmm. Especially when we're only talking on the app. It's like, I don't owe you anything after that because you were shitty. I didn't like your response.
That's how that guy should have did you when you didn't answer the kink question.
Yeah.
He should have just went on about his fucking business.
Well, it wasn't a question. He just said, he said, this is what I'm looking for. What are you looking for? And none of it did not say kink. But then we just kind of moved on. The conversation just
how kind of him.
I mean, and when we went for coffee, like, you know, I can hold conversation with people. And, like, I was, you know, we hung out for a few hours. So, like, it was good. And, but... I feel like I can do that with everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can have a conversation with everybody and find... And, like, the app sets you up with people that you automatically are going to have in common fundamentally, right? So, like, you don't always have to ask a lot of those crazy dig-deep questions. Like, yeah, I know I got real buggy out here. You don't always have to ask those kinds of dig-deep questions because it'll already have been figured out for you.
Nice.
I mean, I guess that's kind of what you pay for.
Probably.
And it could, I guess, like, in that regard, going back to your question about it being a science, like, it probably could be a science because they tell you, like, what percentage you were highest in these areas. So then I think it's up to you to figure out, you know, are those the areas that are most important? So, like, if you've got 100% across the board and you're debating on whether or not the guy is cute enough, are you allowing that to influence your decision? Right? Like, for me, I feel like... We could be compatible, but, you know, that physical part of the relationship's important.
Yeah.
And for as much as I want to say, like, I'm all about what's going on in the head, and that's, like, my biggest turn-on, I just... There's sometimes it's not the only thing, you know?
Yeah. Fortunately, unfortunately, depending upon who it is and who it works out for.
Right.
Yeah. I set out with every intent for this to be just a one-part episode, but things get deep, so I'm making it a two-parter. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening to this episode, and check back over the weekend for the Jungle List. That's going to be the sidecar sort of playlist for every episode, and hopefully you can listen to it and be inspired to think or party or do whatever you do to music. As always, you can listen to this on the Anchor app and leave voice notes, or on Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It's about 6 different platforms that we're available on. And again, I thank you. See you next time.